And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Ginger Strand, and my dangerous idea is that we should all just throw those plastic bottles out the windows of our cars. I am an environmentalist, and as an environmentalist, I've always believed in the gospel of recycle, reduce, reuse, recycle. What I never realized was how much worse a solution recycling is than the first two R's. It happened when I was working on writing a magazine article. I started researching the history of bottle deposit laws. What I discovered was that recycling was actually thought up by the packaging companies. They joined together to form an industry organization called Keep America Beautiful in 1953. And that was because the state of Vermont had just passed a bottle law. The bottle law that Vermont passed didn't mandate recycling. It didn't even institute a bottle deposit. It banned disposable bottles. If you couldn't refill it, you couldn't sell it. Industry really wanted disposables. It's because the Second World War had just ended and the aluminum industry had this excess of aluminum capacity, and they figured that disposables were a fantastic way to keep selling lots and lots of aluminum. But the problem is people were throwing all their disposable bottles and cans all over the countryside, and nobody liked how that looked. So the packaging industry figured out a bunch of kind of half measures. They came up with the term litter bug. They encouraged people to put litter bags in their cars, and they sent crews of people out to pick up trash on these Keep America Beautiful outings. But behind the scenes, Keep America Beautiful was actually fighting bottle deposit laws, and that's why only 10 states have them today. Aluminum cans are actually really good. They're 96% recoverable. They can be turned into new aluminum cans. That is not true of plastic. Most plastic doesn't actually get recycled. It gets downcycled. In other words, it gets turned into things like fleece or polyester carpet. So this is the heretical part of my idea. In the end, bottle deposit laws, even recycling, have only actually made things worse. Even though everyone assumes it makes environmental sense, if you look at the big picture, it doesn't. It makes the world look better, but that shouldn't be enough. Plastic recycling makes the world work worse. The reason is because it's not a real solution. It makes us think it's a solution. We think, oh, I'll just recycle it when we buy the plastic bottle of water, and that kind of absolves us of the guilt. I'm as guilty of this as anyone. I'll carry that empty bottle around in my bag for days. And then, you know, when I put it in the recycling bin, I don't feel so bad. So the end result is that we produce more of this wasteful stuff than ever before. So what if we all started throwing our plastic bottles out the windows of our cars again? It wouldn't take long before the highways would look pretty bad and people would start complaining. No one wants to look at that. But it would point out the fundamental truth that recycling is not the answer. The real answers are reducing and reusing.
Ginger Strand's dangerous idea about recycling, or rather, not recycling. She is a writer and author of the novel Flight and Killer on the Road.